礼节美语。
Micromax 公司的销售部主管 Fred 给客户 Tom 打电话，讨论涨价的事情。
Hello, Tom Grossman's office. How may I help you?
Hi, Susan. This is Fred Lim from Micromax. Is Tom available for a second?
One moment, please. I'm connecting you now.
Hey, Fred. What's up?
Well, I was going to send you an email, but I thought it might be better for me to call.
Uh-oh. Sounds serious.
Tom 拿起电话来问。
Hey, Fred. What's up?
这是熟人之间见面。或是打电话一上来很常见的说法，直截了当又很亲切。 Fred 说本想发个电子邮件，后来觉得还是电话里说好。那是什么重要的事情呢？
It's about the last order your company placed with us.
Let's see, you mean the order for 6 containers of chipboards?
Yep, that's the one. Now I know we originally agreed on the price, but there's a little problem.Yesterday, one of our major suppliers notified us that they are raising prices.
That's never good.
订货要用动词。
Place, to place an order.
供货商昨天电话通知了 Fred 的公司要涨价。
They are raising prices.
这可不是好消息哦。
Also, due to recent jumps in energy prices, our shipping agent is also upping fees. I guess what I'm getting at is that we just can't offer our product at the original price anymore.
But Fred, this order is already in. I made it 2 weeks ago. You can't change prices on me like this.
I understand your position, Tom, but if we fill your order as is, we lose money. If we can't find some kind of compromise, I'm afraid our company might have to cancel the order altogether.
Fred 抱怨说油价贵了，运费也水涨船高。归根结底要涨价， Tom 不同意，因为
The order is already in.
货已经订好了，怎么还能涨价呢？ Fred 表示
If we fill your order as is,
如果按原样供货就会赔钱，如果谈不拢那就只好
Cancel the order.
取消订单。
Well, how much more are you asking for?
We need to ask for another, are you sitting down, 25%.
25%? That's a huge increase, Fred.
Tom, you are one of our most valued customers. Your business is important to us, but this situation is out of our hands.
I understand that your company needs to make a profit, but it's going to be very hard for me to pass on these increases to our customers.
Tom 听说要取消订单，口气软了下来，但是觉得涨25%还是太多。Fred 和 Tom 接下来如何讨价还价，我们下次再听。